Folks, this just in over the wire. We got a hot new merch drop, Kippy.
Merch drop, baby. From November 8th to the November 18th, Woo! You can get your limited edition Tooties goodies,
We're
baby.
Asking everyone to remain calm.
We're going to have a real Black Friday situation on our hands. We got Bernie's tees and hoodies.
We got Tooties tees.
We got Tooties tees and hoodies.
We got Bonkos.
We got Bonkos tees and hoodies, guys. The link will be in the description. Go to bonfire.com/store/areyougarbage. Limited edition. Edition, only available for 10 or 11 days. Get them while they're available.
Get the holiday orders in now.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey! Everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage?
Sure is.
It's a little show. We sit down with your favorite comedians, and we find out if they grow up to be classy,
yeah,
or if they're just a big old piece of trash. Mm-hmm. I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day. We're down here once again, Tootie's Timeshare,
Woo!
Down here in Houston, Texas. We're having a good time. I saw her this morning,
yeah,
stealing an omelet from the buffet at the hotel.
Oh, man.
Turned her in, wanted to be a good guest, you know what I mean? Maybe get a couple of points coming my way.
They upgrade the room at all?
They did. Ooh. They kicked her out. But now she's staying with me, so I'm screwed again.
It's a win-win.
My co-host is coming at you from right next to me. He is the CEO of Are You Garbage. He's really an international businessman, to be honest with you. Not to be trifled with in the boardroom, but here on vacation, he lets his hair down a little bit. He has a couple of pops. He's enjoying himself, spending that credit card real nice, too. You're throwing that thing around like it's nickels. I love it. Kevin James Ryan.
Hey, gang. Happy to be here. As always, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. And as you know, those numbers are
true to real.
They're fucking cooking. And then Patreon.com, the greatest goddamn website ever made. Shout out www.patreon.com/areyougarbage. Check out the party that's going on over there.
Amen. Please. Millions and millions upon millions of hours of bonus content.
Sure.
All available
on the site
you.
As a whole, not at /areyougarbage. There's about 80 there.
And how about a nice quick shout out to our producer extraordinaire, the magic man. He makes us all look good. Also doing a great job, having an amazing time down here in Houston. T-Bone McMuffin. It's Toby McMullen.
Oh.
What's up, dudes?
What's up, buddy?
I'm about to get a face tattoo. I'm fucking radicalized. Skankfest has changed me, dude.
T-Bone's recording this episode with no shoes or socks on right now. It's crazy.
We got a different vibe down here in Houston, dog.
Turning into a hillbilly. I like it.
Ah, yeah. Give me some deer corn and some cat piss. Let's
but go. I'll tell you this. We got a little company in the house.
Good
Very
pal.
Good friend of
nice
ours
guy.
Has stopped by. We could not be more excited to have our incredibly special guest back with us again today. Official family member.
In person for the first time.
In person for the first time. Look at that. On vacation with us. That's family
That's
right there.
That's real family stuff.
He has an amazing podcast called Jeremiah Wonders. He also has an amazing podcast called Scissor Bros.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has something else out right now that I can't quite remember. He's the voice of the fucking Joker.
Oh.
He's the fucking Joker on the new animated series, The Joker. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mr. Jeremiah Watkins.
What's up, guys?
What's up, bro?
Buddy, let's run down that list. Nicholson, Leto, Watkins. Cesar Romero.
Is it too much if I make a collage and post it on Instagram and just be like, eh?
Yeah.
who was your favorite?
Picture you in the shower at the end.
Not a professional shot at all. This is a selfie.
Yeah.
Well, Cesar Romero, you could see the mustache, though. Oh,
yeah, that's true.
It's all good.
Isn't that weird back in the day when the guys had they loved their mustache too much where they're like, just paint over it?
Yeah. I can never regrow this
I can't,
thing, man.
It's too much. It's part of me. I don't want to. You see people host like SNL and stuff, and you're like, you're really not going to shave?
Yeah, just do
for
it.
For the sketch show?
Yeah,
really?
They'll be back in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I don't care about the project. I got to score some pussy on Rodeo later.
I hear that after party's hot.
I'm going up against Burt Reynolds. I need a stash. Buddy, how the hell are you, man?
Dude, I'm so good. I'm so excited to be here. I follow you guys so closely online on your social medias and everything, and I love tweeting at you guys. I love tagging you.
We have a good time.
We were talking about it yesterday. I did a little brief little segment on his pod that he has, and we were talking about how the stuff that he tags us in a lot of times is like insane level of garbage.
Yeah, man. You can as I'm a big fat pig. We all agree on that.
Sure.
Right? Your eating skills amaze me.
I go for it.
You go for it.
I found that you and I share similar taste buds.
Yes. We do. And what I like about
waistlines.
What I like about it is you have a wide palate. So when you go in,
it's wild.
There's like Chinese spare ribs. There's lasagna. There's a fucking chocolate cake. There's a gallon of milk. There's a Gatorade, a bottle of Pedialyte. Yeah. It's fucking...
Dude, it's like you spend like $400 on a meal in a hotel room is what it looks like.
I'm just a pregnant woman at all times. My palate is like I'm about to have a baby, but it never came out.
Kid's got hot flashes. Get him some kimchi. Quick. Go for it. Freak out over here.
Yeah, I just found out that not everybody has diarrhea every week.
Well, here on this pod, we do. I just want to clarify that.
I literally thought that was Tuesday for everybody.
I thought that was just called pooping. Yeah. How's the family life? How's the baby and all that stuff?
Dude, it's awesome. It's just a cool new chapter being a dad. It really is. It's just like life was like this cool thing before, and now it's like this new fun addition. That's how I look at it.
That's fantastic. What a fucking perspective on this kid.
I know. I imagine you're gonna have a good ride too, because you're a child at heart.
Oh, dude, I'm excited to introduce my son to the action figures that I like and the movies and the comic books and
He's
all that
He's already watched
stuff.
Goonies 6 times.
Yeah. He watched Hocus Pocus the other night.
Start him young, baby. Yeah. Start him young.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to eat like that in front of your kid, you think?
I can't.
You can't, right?
Except when mom's not in town. Yeah.
You can't be like, hey, eat your green beans. Dad's having 3 Domino's pizzas.
Yeah, dude, that's not happening.
Why does daddy get to have ice cream for dinner?
Because daddy works.
Because daddy pays the bills around here. Yeah. Have you ever heard of the Joker? Nicholson?
Daddy did 8 shows in Kansas City last weekend, so we can have a little treat.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fantastic. We're just like our parents, like our dads, but we like little kid stuff too. You know what I mean? Like, no, you got to eat your vegetables.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, my dad was eating cereal out of a Tupperware thing. I was eating fucking green beans.
All right, so we got some questions here.
Yeah, so I don't know if you know, when you sign up for the Patreon, we will answer your garbage question on the air. And they got some fucking heaters. They've learned. It's like hive mind. Like, they've learned even how to phrase them how we ask them. It's like really good. Okay. This one's from... Salami Hussein. I don't know if that's his government name or not. Were you or any of your friends the kid who ever pulled the fire alarm?
Ooh,
that was a bad kid.
I could see that.
I never did that. Yeah. I think one of my buddies might have. I had a buddy. He was the kid who pooped in urinals.
Whoa, man. You say that like there's one in every school.
Talk about taking it up a notch. Jesus Christ.
You know,
talking about a pin on your teacher's seat. This guy's taking deuces in the principal's office. What the fuck?
I mean, that was his go-to. That is hilarious.
How old are we talking?
Dude, this is junior and senior year in high school.
In high school?
It was one of my best friends in high school.
Wow.
He got voted class clown.
Yeah. This was in law school.
Yeah.
Dude, I was always
in school he would do it, or just like anywhere you guys went?
No, he would just do it at school. Yeah. I think it was just like a rebellious, like, screw you. Man. But the thing that's the worst about that is like, the teachers don't even have to deal with it. It's a freaking custodian.
Oh, yeah, it's not. Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah,
you're
yeah.
pranking the wrong person.
Yeah, the guy.
Literally, who... it's just the teacher walking in and being like, hey, I have an incident down at the men's room. Yeah. Yeah.
And the guy most likely could be a serial killer.
Who? The urinal?
You never fucked with that guy. You never fucked with the custodian.
No.
He
was like the candy man.
Yeah. I remember we had one who would like, it was in like junior high, and he would like, he was like this younger guy, and like all the girls would like, you know, flirt with him, and he would flirt back. He lasted like 48 hours before they're like, get this guy the fuck out. Who did a background check on this dude?
Yeah, this is a lawsuit waiting to
happen. Dude, he was flirting with girls like immediately. I'm like, you didn't even like wait to fucking settle down at all. You're still on probationary.
I'll talk to you girls later. I got to go clean up a dump in the urinal.
Jeremiah's boy pooped in a urinal again.
I find this old prick, I'm going to break his fucking neck.
He's doing bits like I got to put kitty litter down because all these bitches are wet.
Oh, come on. This is a family
Toby,
program.
We're on vacation, goddammit.
Put some shoes on if you're going to make jokes like that.
Shoes off Toby. He does plays by his own rules.
Dude, even his feet go raw. Toby mad, dog.
This guy's
Toby
fun.
Smash.
Yeah.
I was always scared of the ink that they told you that was in there, and the fire alarm. I don't know if that's my generation or your generation.
It's the same thing, like with bank bags and stuff like that. Like
that's said, real though,
right? Yeah. They said when you pulled it down, that ink would shoot out on you, and you would have it on your shirt,
so
and then you would be
know.
Able to tell.
They'd be able to tell.
They
is that
made
folklore?
That up.
Is that a real thing?
No. It's folklore, but there was the reason they got away
it's
with
a little
it.
Hole.
There was a little tiny
I
fucking
saw that.
Hole.
Yep.
No
yeah,
way.
Bank ties. The bank ties. That's a real thing.
Okay. Well, the next, I'm not robbing any banks anytime soon.
Blow a pack in your face on the way out of a TD Bank. But the pool was one. That was a myth too.
Right. The red dye in the pool that followed you
ours
around
was
or whatever.
Blue.
Or
yeah,
blue?
We talked about that. That can't be real.
There's no way.
I would have seen it for sure. Somewhere, somebody's pool. I've peed in every. We've talked about this. I peed in most pools, if not every pool I've ever been in.
Absolutely, every
right?
pool.
Do you pee in the pool?
No, I'll go
really?
In the ocean.
Really?
But
oh,
you know.
Ocean for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll dump it in ocean. That's like a urinal.
Your
to
boy's
me.
Dumping in the urinals. Hey, don't pee in the pool. Let's go,
hey, man. That's why he got class clown. Over
Some guys are about that life. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Dude.
You're like, that's why I do
different
this
trajectory.
Now. Chasing.
I'm avenging.
That's fantastic.
All right, this one's from Zach. Ever run out of gas while driving?
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, what do you got? Yeah. You're in LA, so you probably have a car, right?
So this happened a couple times. One time, I was pushing it to the limit, and I ran out of gas pulling out of my driveway to go get gas.
Do you have a digital like thing that was this?
No, it was a 98 Acura CL. Sports edition.
It's actually not a bad piece of equipment.
I am the Joker at the end of the day, don't you forget. I'm not driving around in a sports edition.
Paint it lime green, pipe bombs
yeah,
inside.
Exactly. I had it on E, but it was one of those things where, you know, on older cars, it's not dialed in perfectly.
It's not precise.
It's never
so it's
precise.
A roll of the dice.
So it's a roll of dice. I started to pull out of the driveway to go get gas. It was right around the corner, and I had to ask my roommate at the time to push my car back in the driveway. I had to walk around the block, get gas, and then come back in.
Jeez.
And then
tough luck.
One time we were driving from LA to Austin to do gigs for South by Southwest, mm-hmm. and one of the guys who was in charge of driving the van, everybody else is asleep in the back, and then the van starts chugging.
Starts puttering.
It starts puttering, and then I just hear, uh-oh. And
the van driver?
Yeah, we were stranded on the side of the highway
oh,
in the middle
shit.
Of Texas. And we had a guy come by.
That's how you get killed.
Oh, I know. A guy came by with his wife in a tanker truck that had a bunch of gas in the back of it. And he goes,
what?
He goes, you boys out of gas?
Like he's threatening you?
And I was like, yeah.
And all right, you kiss you.
Have that tall one take his shirt off.
Start undressing now. You want half a gallon? Let me see the tip of your dick.
My wife likes to watch.
Dude, he was like, I'll charge you guys $60 a gallon for gas.
What?
No. We're like, what? He goes, if you get 3 gallons, it'll get you that next town. That's how far you are from the next town. And we were like, we'll just wait on AAA.
Yeah.
And that guy, apparently, well, that's what he does for a living.
I am.
He goes up and down the highway, charges people up the butt for just like paying gas because they need it in that moment.
Damn.
Wow.
Because he goes, all right. And then he's like, kind of probably like, off to the next son of a bitch that I'm going to take advantage of.
Holy shit.
Man. Yeah. That lady really landed herself a fucking winner, huh?
I looked at her like, ma'am, are you going to do anything about this? And she's like, so you're going to buy it.
I was going to.
Now it's 70, smartass.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's fucking dirtbag shit.
Yep.
That's like from Breakdown, that Kurt Russell movie back in the day. Mm. For all you know, that guy could have fucking emptied your tank at the last gas station where you guys were sleeping.
Siphoning it. Yeah, I've always wanted to do that. I've seen it in movies, but yeah.
I've seen my stepdad do it.
Talk about a garbage question.
Does he actually spit?
Yeah. It gets in there.
Ugh.
He's
imagine
a, he's
what
a,
gas tastes like.
He's a real redneck, so it's like, it's just, that's I mean, he'll do it with like coolant or if like a hose goes. Yeah, at one point he was like siphoning stuff. My engine wasn't working. And he came and picked me up. And at one point, dude, he had a tube in his mouth. And he's like, all right, turn it. I'm like, what? He was part of the car at one point.
He's doing it at the parking lot at school.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, now I'm definitely.
Jesus Christ.
Now I'm not going to prom, you idiot.
If I ever get bit by a snake, I'm hanging out with him.
Somebody call Kippy's dad. Yeah.
That was always crazy. Suck the poison out. No way that works. No way.
I think if worse comes, I mean, it's better than not doing, I guess. I don't know. You spit real quick. You get it out. That and peeing on someone with the jellyfish sting. Those are like those lures of like if you get, you know, stung by a jellyfish, you pee on.
Would you be able to do it? Pee on a friend?
They'd have to close their eyes. I don't like showing my unit. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, on a public. those beat scenes, they get a crowd real quick.
Yeah.
Like, ow,
ow. Yeah. I'd be like, sorry, man, I don't have to go. I'm sorry. I just went in the water with Jeremiah.
Oh, man, yeah. No, thank you. I'm going to pull my little minnow out on the fucking beach.
Especially that cold water. Yeah. Not happening.
Not a good mix.
No.
Little crabby jump up and get me?
That was just one weird guy who got hit with a jellyfish. Like, what do we do? He's like, pee on.
Yeah, that'll solve it, right, guys? Yeah.
You figure my ass why I pee on you.
Oh, no, that feels much better.
We're going to put this in a book. This is great.
Yeah.
This is great.
A scientist is there. He's like, I guess this works.
Yeah. He's like, we're in Kansas where there are no jellyfish. I think I can talk about jellyfish.
One of those lake jellyfishes got me.
He's at work. I think I got stung. Someone get me.
Got these shower jellyfish all over me. They're killing me.
Shower jellyfish.
They're real.
I got one of those hotel jellyfish.
It's a rare breed, but the very poisonous.
They're in the mattresses.
You got to piss in my mouth. The poison spread to the inside.
Man, we're having a good time.
We're having a good time here on vacation.
Don't be a bozo. Subscribe on Patreon to Are You Garbage today.
Become a homie.
Yeah.
My moose knuckle's probably sticking out. The lounge look isn't the best for me.
It's not, yeah.
I'm not a daytime kind of daytime talk show kind of guy.
You got the Limp Bizkit look cooking.
Yeah. This is the very the Nookie outfit. You just need
he wore cargos?
Backwards red hat. I don't know if it was cargos.
Khakis,
I think it
and black shirts.
Khakis, black shirts.
That's what I should start rocking.
Yeah. Red backwards hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There we go. Go full Durst.
Yeah.
Coming back. It's coming back hard.
Limp Bizkit over here.
Man, that is a good piece of business. That's why he's the Joker, ladies and gentlemen. Holy shit.
I did it all for the waffles. The waffles.
Oh, man, that didn't
Nothing.
Pay off.
The joke is clearly cooking.
Yeah, the waffles.
He says cookie in the thing.
Nookie. Says nookie.
The radio edit was cookie. I did it for the cookie. The what?
I had the unedited version. I don't know about you, you fucking loser.
Damn.
All right. I was a lot of listening to cusses.
Just bombed in front of the Joker. Well, I'll be ripped to shreds for sure.
All right, this one's from Chad. Shout out to Chad. Haven't had a question yet. You ever buy meat from the dollar store?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it a dollar or is it like $3? I don't know what kind of meat you could get.
Depends what day you get in there.
Well, okay, so this this is the kind of meat that, and I've upgraded a little bit over the years, but
I'm sorry, define dollar store though. Like
dollar store is truly a dollar.
You're talking in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles, even in Los Angeles.
Is it Dollar General?
It's a dollar.
There's
or
Dollar
sometimes
Tree.
There's Dollar Trees, there's Dollar Generals, and then
a
there's
a Dollar Tree.
And then there's other off-brand I forget the names of some of the off-brand other dollar stores that I've shopped at.
I think Dollar Tree is pretty
off-brand,
to be honest with you.
Yeah, Dollar Tree, I don't think they have a deli at Dollar Tree. I think that one's more just
a deli? Wait, they don't have a deli, Jeremiah. A deli?
I call it a deli.
Dude.
Excuse me, are these rolls fresh?
Yeah. Do you have any kosher pickles back there? It's not, you don't walk in and there's like salami hanging.
There's just a guy with one of those machines and it's just packaged goods falling out of the bottom of it.
He's trimming pencils or something.
Yeah.
Weird birthday candles are falling out. Dude, Dollar Tree gets real creepy.
Yeah.
Couple aisles.
So it's usually a dollar, or some of those dollar places are like $1.59 or something
like that.
You know, they're like up a little bit.
Sure.
But I've definitely gotten dollar store meat before. What I have to
like
do.
Like ground beef or something? What are we talking?
No, a lot of turkeys, hams, bolognese, different stuff like
that. Oh, like pre-sliced meat, you mean?
Yeah.
That'll give you
like the Oscar Mayer type stuff.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if I've gotten, I've gotten hot dogs and stuff like that, but I've never gotten ground beef.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they sell there. I'd be surprised because I probably already would have bought it by now.
I'm a little upset I've never come across
it. Yeah, but what you got to do with cheaper meat is because it's so sweaty is you got to take two pieces of paper towels.
That's what I do
to
Foley.
Absorb all of the excrement that's on the outside of it, and then you have yourself a good sandwich.
Oh, God, I hate you. Holy shit.
You got to boil it first. Kill the germs.
Yeah.
You got to put it out in the sun for about 3 hours.
You got to let it sun. You got a sun dry bologna? Is that what you got?
Oh, you
got
to put on some clothespins outside.
Fresh linen?
Yeah.
That's.
You got to pat it down before you put it in your mouth.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I would wash it before.
I've never thought of that.
What?
Yeah, wash it all. You never washed off chicken or anything like that before you put it on?
Yeah, he's talking about like bologna sandwiches, though.
Oh,
you can't be washing
God. I
lunch
you
meat.
Ground beef. That's disgusting.
No, no. It's just like thin slices of meat. You got to pat it down with paper towels because it has like little, it has extra little white stuff on top of it.
Yeah, that's, I think that was so, he said it like so cute. Extra little white stuff.
Yeah,
like,
come on. Those are the worms trying to get out.
Yeah.
Kempe, let's talk about our good friends at Butcher Box.
Butcher Box?
I got a freezer full of meat, courtesy of these good people.
Best guys over there and gals.
The best guys over there and gals. They send top quality meat right to your door. You got to get on it. You will not regret it.
Yeah. Holidays coming around. You can't be a bozo with, you know, meat from the supermarket. Go high end. Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff. Grass fed.
Grow
grass
some
finished.
Socks off of your neighbors are coming over. You got your aunt, your uncle, your cousin you don't like. You know, let them know what's up. Flex on them a little bit with some good meat.
At Butcher Box.
Every month, Butcher Box ships a curated selection of high-quality meat right to your home. Free shipping for the continental U.S. of A. No antibiotics, no hormones. Each box contains 8 to 14 pounds of meat, depending on the box you choose. That's enough for 24 individual meals, baby. Butcher Box is offering new members $20 off and free bacon in your first box.
What?
Free bacon.
What happened to the ground beef? What now we're doing bacon?
That's how good these guys are. You know, what, are you going to be a bozo who goes to the store and buys bacon? These guys are giving it out for free.
I mean, it's good stuff.
This
too.
Offer is ending 11/21, so get this deal before it's gone. Sign up at butcherbox.com/AYG. That's butcherbox.com/AYG to get free bacon and $20 off your first box. Do it.
Yeah. ExpressVPN, Kippy.
The best.
ExpressVPN.
Uh-huh.
VPN, very important. Express, they got the best one. You want to get on top of it. You don't want to be going out there on the internet with everything hanging out there. You want to do it privately and securely. ExpressVPN can help.
Yeah, guys, as you know, the protection of your information,
they're all robbing you.
They're
stealing.
They're pulling a wool over your eyes, taking your information, harvesting it, sending it out to big companies, and you're the chump sitting there. Not getting paid. Everybody's wetting their beak on your info except you. So it turns out even the incognito mode on your browser still lets your online activity be seen, tracked, and sold. But with ExpressVPN, your connection gets rerouted through an encrypted server and your IP address is masked. Every time you connect to ExpressVPN, you get a random IP address shared by many other users of ExpressVPN. Makes it harder for third parties to identify and harvest your data.
I'm in Dusseldorf. I'm in Hoffenfrau. I'm in Albany. I'm in Syracuse. Who knows?
They don't know.
And that's
the best part. They don't know. So if you really want to go incognito mode, protect your privacy, secure yourself with the number one rated VPN, visit expressvpn.com/garbage and get 3 extra months for free. That's ExpressVPN, ExpressVPN.com/garbage. Go to expressvpn.com/garbage to learn more.
Do it.
Oh, fuck. The lowest I've done was over the pandemic. I was staying at my family's vacation house down on the Jersey Shore for the whole time. And at that supermarket, there was a bargain bin meat. It was just like a cooler you would open up and it was just
chicken
like
parts you can get.
Chicken parts, one turkey. It was like everything felt like it had been frozen for like 35 years. It took forever to thaw out. Everything burned. Oof. And it was not a good look.
Yeah, when you get those chicken parts, you always get the vibe that they're not all from the same chicken. Even if it's just like two drumsticks, two wings.
Yeah. It's like a mob hit.
Yeah, it's like Frankenstein. You piece this together.
Yeah, there was like a drive-by that happened, and they just grabbed like the bottom parts. Yeah.
To get a wing from here.
Throw it in a bag and get it in the cooler. Yeah.
How do you guys feel about people who pat down their pizza? Like, you'd always see people doing that back in the day.
I get it, you know, especially if it makes it easier to eat, you know, if it dries it out a bit.
I'm not a fan of it. Because if you have made this decision, you got to go all in.
He's
and I'm the kind of guy who goes like this.
I'd let it drip in.
Yeah, are you looking at me? Are you crazy? You know my answer is extra grease.
Yeah.
I'm with the kid over here.
Yeah.
The only way I could see that is when you're doing the walk and slice, it'll drip down the back. And you can't tell when that shit's fucking
going
your thing.
All the way down.
Dude, it's burnt because it's. Perfect. It's the exact same temperature as you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's like molding to you, like a symbiote. That's why I like it.
I'm almost fully pizza.
That's his Venom origin story. Yeah. It's just like the juice of pizza, and it's like it's all cheese that's going over his body.
Hey, we put dollar store meat on the pizza. Give it to the fat kid. Leaking into my blood.
God damn. I don't even like the pre-sliced lunch meat. I won't even do that. I get like the fresh.
You have to get the cut.
Yeah, I got to go cut. Mm. Sliced thin, American cheese sliced thin.
Nah, Hillshire Farms makes a nice little thing that almost looks like one of those like Tupperware things.
Yeah, it's like got the red top or whatever.
Yeah, they ain't bad.
Do you do Kraft singles ever, the cheese?
Oh,
yeah, of course. You got to.
They're so good.
Solo, in half, right in there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a nice little treat for you kids out there. Mm. That and Doritos. Cheese slice, Kraft singles, and Doritos.
Wow.
I've had it.
With a screamer. Screamer Coca-Cola.
I would never even get to that point where I would just eat the whole bag of Doritos.
Not have a little cheese.
It would never cross my mind.
You ever melted the Kraft cheese on tortilla chips or the Dorito chips in the microwave?
Tortillas, for 100%. Sure. Yeah, man.
I've been making bootleg nachos for a long time.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I think you and I have to.
Using pretzels, chips, all that shit.
I used to make 7-layer nachos for my mom and I, and then now I do it for my wife. Upgrade.
Not bragging.
Now we're doing 9 layers.
Yeah, dude.
And you make them in the microwave?
It's a whole thing. I'll put the Tostitos cheese queso on the stove.
Oh, that's the best. And that is the best. That is the best.
It's
queso.
So good. And then I'll have either a Mexican cheese or like a sharp cheddar to put on top. Refried beans, jalapenos, and with different either a habanero sauce or a salsa. Usually that's about it. Yeah,
that's
spread
fantastic.
Over. It's really good.
We got to take a break. I'm getting
out of right? God damn, that's good.
Yeah.
Talk about trash. I love it.
Uh-huh. I remember when I figured out to do that because, I was always home alone from school by myself, and, there would be some food but not much. I was like, oh, I got the tortilla chips.
Right.
And I was like, I got America, I got Kraft singles. And I was like, I think I'm the smartest man alive. Yeah. Or the fattest kid or the fattest lonely kid ever.
That's where garbage tendencies come from. You get home, there's not you gotta think on your feet.
Yeah.
You gotta make a hodgepodge out of everything in the fridge.
You gotta go outside the box.
Oh yeah.
I used to do spaghetti, like boiled spaghetti with a can of cream of mushroom soup.
Ooh.
Not too shabby.
An aristocrat, I see. God damn.
And a glass of white wine.
A nice pairing.
Yeah. Nice Sauvignon Blanc.
Now, how do you feel? I would assume you're a big fan. How do you feel about the spray cheese?
I love it. I love it.
Man.
He's trash. He
cheese
loves it
out
all.
Of the can?
It's
Are
so
you
good.
Kidding me? Yeah, I would
I feel
do
like
that.
Banksy. Fucking.
That's how you're tagging everything around the city. There's cheese everywhere. Signed everywhere.
Kippy's close. I'm just fucking...
Dude, yeah, I would get jealous when I'd see that in movies, as a kid, when somebody'd have a cheese can, they'd go,
right
and I'm
in
like,
my mouth.
I can't wait to do that someday when I have money.
Get my fucking act together and get some of that goddamn spray cheese.
Yeah.
I've been delivering papers, saving up to get a little cheese whiz.
That's been a constant in my house. There's multiple flavors. We have every flavor and always have for 20 years.
There's just more flavors?
Yeah, there's we're a little fancy. There's a port wine. There's a port wine cheese or something. There's
a nacho,
different
a cheddar.
A nacho cheddar, and then there's a red cap one. I think a dark red.
I thought there was only that sharp cheddar one.
No, there's multiple.
Oh, there's been a lot of innovations
in
canned cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, the canned cheese
people got their fucking act together.
They're really turning the industry upside down.
Dude, they need a vending machine with canned cheese.
Ooh,
how dope would that be?
Cold or warm?
Either way. I mean, you keep it warm. It's
crack it open. Ice cold.
Wait, you keep yours in the fridge?
You have to.
No, it's in the pantry.
Once you open it, do you have to put it in the fridge?
No,
I think we put it in the fridge.
The top hardens up and it makes this little like fucking
seal.
It's own
seal.
It makes it so it's self-sealing cheese.
Did you ever accidentally put that on the chip and then you ate the crunchy?
Oh, it's the worst, dude.
Yeah,
it's a hard piece of cheese is weird.
Yeah, it's
really
weird.
When a little air gets it, you go in there and just on the ends. Yeah, fuck it.
This is not the best year of cheddar.
What is this? A 98?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. This is from John O. Have you ever used tape and tissues as a Band-Aid? I have a lot. That's a big like construction site type thing.
I've definitely done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Just fucking tape it up.
Have to.
So, but you ever do super glue?
I was just going to ask you that. You ever super glue something?
I've never done super glue. No. Yeah.
It's hardcore.
Yeah. That's real. That's real.
That's like Vietnam shit.
That's like mechanic shit. Yeah, just a little super glue. That's like real rough around the edges.
Oh, I assume it's like when you're about to bleed out. That's when you go to that.
No,
oh,
I have like family members that just, that's what they do.
I did it like 7 months ago.
Yeah.
Really? For what? What was the injury?
I was getting a pit out of an avocado and the knife went through the pit and into my thumb. Sliced the shit out of my thumb, and the pandemic was cooking. I didn't want to go to a hospital, bleeding all over Sam's parents' place. Like, you got any super glue? They're like, what?
Yeah,
it's a pandemic, bitch. Go get it.
That's crazy.
This is as good as it's gonna get for a little while.
I feel like that would not be good for the blood. Like, that's like putting
the way to seal it. Yeah. I don't know.
It was literally invented for that, for Vietnam to be used in the battlefield to heal up wounds.
Super glue was.
That is correct.
Jesus.
Wow.
Damn, those guys were hardcore.
People who went to Vietnam, yeah.
Yeah.
Hardcore. There's a reason why vets are like,
yeah.
That is hardcore.
They don't have cheese podcasts.
until this day, he's just like, you know, those wimps who went to Vietnam, yeah.
Wait, they were super gluing themselves? Huh? These guys are nuts.
Guys are bonkers.
Agent Orange, whatever. Super glue.
Yeah.
That's hardcore, man.
All right, there's one that's been on the pod recently. The pants and socks. What goes on first, pants or socks?
Or give us the whole dress.
Yeah.
Start in the shower.
Get out of the shower.
Start in the shower. We're on vacation here. Come on.
Because there's another one. Someone else wrote one in that's in this same world. It's going to be very divisive.
I put on boxers first.
Mm-hmm.
Then boxer briefs first. Then I put on
sheets. I hope.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my favorite pair too.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one. And then I put on the shirt. Then I put on the pants. I put on my socks last.
Yes, because he's a smart gentleman. That's why.
I put on my socks last because I feel weird like having the socks on already as they slink through the pant leg. It feels like weird to me.
What?
For some
That's
reason.
A good feeling.
Mm-mm.
I don't
That's
like it.
Crazy.
I like my tootsies out and about until I'm ready to put them in a shoe.
Yeah. It'll be the last. Sometimes I'll put my socks right next to my shoes by the door, and I'll literally put them on, like, because sometimes I'll sleep in socks.
What?
Yeah, sometimes I sleep in socks.
I can't get a read on this guy.
You don't sleep in socks and then just throw the shoes on and go on about the day, do you?
No, I'll shower.
Your night socks?
No, well, it depends. So I usually shower at night before I go out. For the night.
Okay.
And then, like, the rest of the day, I'll be in from the outfit from the night before.
Right. And then you sleep in those socks, get up, take them off. Yeah.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That'll give you.
You sleep every day you sleep with your socks on?
It depends. Sometimes I do. So the reason why I put on my socks last is because I'm letting my toesies air out from the night before.
Well, that's what the evening's for. That's what the night's for.
Yeah.
That's why you should be doing.
That's what. So apparently that's why ladies are not supposed to wear panties to bed.
Really?
I'm
supposed to let things air out. That's why it doesn't get. It's just like a foot. You're not supposed to put socks on it. Real thing. That's what I heard.
Let a breeze get in there. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
You gotta let it breathe a little bit like nice wine.
Yeah. Wear a kilt or something to bed.
Cool it off a little bit.
Because this one is, do you unlace, this is from Will, do you unlace your shoes to put them on, or do you just wedge your foot in and then, like, slowly ruin the back of the shoe? Do you untie and tie your shoes every day, or what's your steez?
I do, but I like to keep my shoes clean. I wore, like, rough shoes to Skankfest because, like, I just wore my Vans just because I knew that there was going to be a lot of walking around and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm not ruining, like, a good pair of shoes.
Sure, of course.
So, like, I'll tie my shoes.
Every time.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. He's a sharp kid.
He is. Yeah. Sharp dresser, cool guy, trash.
But sharp kid.
Yeah.
He dresses sharp.
Yeah.
I tie... Never.
The shoes are an issue for you.
Yeah, I'm not tying anything.
No.
I just wait in there. That's how I determine when I go to Dick's to get my sneakies. I make sure that I can do that, because if I can't...
Are you still like treated like the 90s? Do you have them like put them on for you and stuff? the guy ties them, pumps them up.
I make him measure my foot every time.
Well, yep, it's a 32 wide.
Yeah, you go in, you're like, and the guy's like, every time he's measured for, like, how does this guy not know his shoe size? By the time
he's like,
age?
Foley, it's an 11. I know you. You're 45. Your feet aren't growing.
He's going to Payless asking for the usual.
Get the shoehorn out, sit there. Yep. That little bench that had the little mirror on it. Yeah. Do the whole works.
Looking down.
Yeah. Got a shave and a
We're looking at them from that mirror, even though, like, we never look at
it.
From,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why
yeah.
are we looking at it from, like, way down here?
Yeah. Walking around with one on, too, doing that, like,
yeah, but you're always like, I think I could like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Is it comfy?
Like, could this be me? Could I be this guy? Yeah, you feel like a fucking idiot.
My mom was real aggressive with the toe check, too.
Oh.
Dude, she'd fucking pop a nail on
you. Yeah.
Dude. Yep. Yeah, bitch, that's it.
She was, like, playing video games.
Toes right there.
A, B, A, B, A, B, A, B.
Yeah, up, down, left, right, left, right.
Because she wanted to make sure there was about like a good almost
she
thumb's worth.
She
had to
get her money's worth.
Oh,
of
yeah.
course, you got to grow into grow it.
Yeah,
into
she,
it.
Wanted, yeah. she wanted a thumb's worth.
Yeah.
Fucking tucking my toes back.
Yeah, scrunching them up.
Yeah. They look like elf shoes by the time she's done with them. She's like rolling them back on your toes. Okay, these are the ones, honey. They're pointing back, facing you. Are these Aladdin shoes? What are these?
You'll get another pair in college.
That and then back to school shopping too. I would get like up until like a certain age, you would be like, "How's it in the crotch?" And I'm like, "All right,
yeah,
you're done.
You're done. You're done now.
Yeah. There's a little bit of fuzz down there. Keep it moving. All right. Can't be getting handsy in the green room. In the
My mom
room.
Walking in. Where's the husky section?
Ooh. I was a husky.
Yeah.
Boy
I was a
too.
Husky.
Really?
Yeah.
String
chubby kid
now.
Chubby kid.
Really?
Yeah. Stretched out.
Husky, tough skin all day.
Yeah.
Everything was reinforced.
Mm-hmm.
I was like a Mandalorian. Fucking knee pads, fucking everything.
And you're like, this is the way.
Yeah. You're dressed like a welder.
Don't know.
Pants are real stiff.
Only kid wearing Carhartt in elementary school.
Did he just get off a 12-hour shift?
Is Foley driving a locomotive later? What's happening?
Foley, are those Duluths? What the fuck is that?
Since this one's from Misty, did you ever own a No Fear shirt in the 90s?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I had one of my favorite shirts in the 90s was a No Fear Tasmanian Devil shirt that I had.
Wow.
Taz was huge.
He was huge, man. I had this this lucky hat that I wore for years that was like a Taz as well, like No Fear. I think it was a No Fear as well hat that I wore as a goalie for soccer. That was like my good luck hat. I would like always get a ton of saves like when I wore that hat.
Wait. You're in goal with a Tasmanian Devil hat on?
My what?
Were you wearing it on the field?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Goalie, though.
What, goalie?
Goalies play by their own rules.
Goalies can wear hats. I don't know, like professionally, I don't think that that's a thing, but like when you were a kid.
I don't think the national team's doing it.
Yeah, when you were a kid, you could wear, and I played Premier and everything, I could wear hats as a goalie.
Any hat?
Any hat I wanted.
He's wearing a Mets hat.
I could wear if I wanted
to. Cowboy hat. Nice try, hot shot.
Get that out of here.
You're dang tootin'. I'm going to save this ball.
Watkins lets another goal in. The beekeeper mask was probably a mistake.
You got the fencing mask on?
Yeah, exactly. A little weird. Watkins has a turban on today in the Midwest. Interesting choice for a goalie hat.
Watkins going with the British safari hat today. Very classy. In honor of the Queen's birthday.
I should have wore a jester hat just to mess with people. Like,
ooh, ah. You're out there in a fucking Cat in a Hat.
The Dr.
Like
Seuss hat. Yeah, they were big in the 90s, too.
No mouth guard, just a pacifier.
Yeah.
Those things.
Oh, you didn't get it past the baby?
Looks
I'm
like you're
sorry.
Leaving a rave.
Yeah. Let's have glow sticks and spinning them.
You didn't get it past the baby. Wee, 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 wee.
Looks like somebody couldn't kick it past me.
The Chiefs started the babying goal again.
Brooke Lennon. Classy.
Very classy establishment.
Quality bedding.
You want to feel a little bit better? Go Brooke Lennon, baby.
Ooh, feel like you're a millionaire laying in these sheets.
It's an easy way to feel like a millionaire.
Unbelievable. Gang, you got to check out Brooke Lennon. Fantastic product. Support the companies that support this podcast. It's not like they're huge, huge companies. All right? They're good people.
Nice people.
Support them.
Yeah.
Get some Brooke Lennon sheets, baby. You won't regret it.
They got it all. They got sheets, all high-quality home essentials. You can sleep like royalty in these sheets. They sent me and my lady some of the towels, dude. I'm telling you, I get out. I'm typically a guy who gets out, dried off, real quick, throw on clothes. Now I wrap it around my chest.
Washing yourself.
My hair in one. I'm walking around.
It's like drying yourself with a cloud.
Feeling real nice. Brooke Lennon was started to create beautiful, high-quality home essentials that don't cost an arm and a leg. And people, guess what? Let me tell you, home run over there.
Cooking.
So give yourself the comfort and refresh you deserve and get it for less at Brooke Lennon. Go to brooklinen.com. Use promo code garbage to get $20 off with a minimum purchase of a hundo, baby. That's 20. What? What are we doing or giving these things away?
Benny's?
That's Brooke Lennon, BROOKLINEN.com. Enter promo code garbage for $20 off with minimum purchase of $100. That's brooklinen.com/promo code garbage. One more time as I stumble through that. That's brooklinen.com, promo code garbage.
Do it. Kebby, let's talk about Decked.
Decked?
Let's talk about Decked. If you got a truck and you got tools and you got this and you got that in the back of it, with the weather this time of year, it's going to get wet. It's going to get cold. It's going to get frozen.
It's going to get stolen. Yeah.
So grab your stuff while you're in there grabbing a cup of coffee before you head off to the job site. That's why you got to get Decked. Secure. Keep your things safe.
Yeah. The Decked drawer system is weatherproof, so it protects and secures all your stuff from Mother Nature, who can be a real mother if you catch my drift.
Oh, I feel you.
Decked makes organizing and accessing everything much easier. Each of Decked's Two full bed length drawers can carry up to 200 pounds of whatever you got.
Nice.
So the drawers roll out waist high, giving you easy access for your organized tools and gear.
Fit half of me in there.
the guys at Decked were nice enough. They sent us one, and obviously we live in the city, so I don't, you know. But my stepdad gave it to him. This guy, whoo man, it's like
loves it.
It's like, hell, here's this, here's that. It's like he's like going around to the job site bragging to the other guys. Look at this.
They look great.
My boy's got a podcast. Check out this cool shit I got. That's what he's doing. He feels like the coolest dude. He's hanging out at the Wawa. Yo, check out the drawers. You know, he flips the hatch down. Flex on them. Yeah. These truck guys love their trucks.
Love them.
You got to flex on the other truck guys. So protect your stuff like we do with Decked. Get your Decked drawer system at Decked.com/garbage and get free shipping. That's Decked.com/garbage. /garbage for free shipping. A lot of D's in here. On your Decked drawer system, Decked.com/garbage. Now back to the show.
Oh, goddamn. I was No Fear. Were you No Fear? That had to be hot because you were older.
Nah, I didn't fuck with that shit. No Fear, Tap Out, none of that stuff. Maybe
they're not the same.
Whoa. Don't clump those two together.
Yeah, that's all the same to me.
No. Yeah. You're nuts.
There's nine bands named Creed.
Oh, Jesus. You have like the mentality of a 90-year-old man.
What
sometimes.
Was the difference between No Fear and Tap Out?
For about 20 years, to be honest with you. I mean, for starters.
Were they friends with Ed Hardy? What was the story?
Dude, this is the weirdest family tree ever.
I fucking hated Ed Hardy.
I think, yeah.
Because I could never pull That's anything a rough one. Like that off.
Sure. You would never.
No.
No.
Oof.
Those jeans were something like those.
The dragons, the bedazzled, all that. Nah, I hated that stuff.
Yeah. I remember thinking, I'm like, man, I hope this doesn't get to the, like, where I have to, you know what I mean? I'm like, I hope this never gets to the point where, like, everybody's doing it but me type thing.
You got a cowboy hat and a shredded t-shirt on.
Balding wearing a dragon t-shirt. It's a bad look.
Nah, I never fuck with any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Big Johnson was
Big, yeah.
Was that, the, was
what
the
about
end.
Big Dog? Did you shop Big Dog?
No, who was Big Dog?
Big Dog was for bigger boys.
Yeah, I wore Big Dog all the time.
Was it Big
kid.
Dogs with a Z, maybe? Does that sound right? Or was it just Big Dog?
Big Dogs, maybe? Big Dog, Big Dogs?
This is a
and
kids
they had, like, witty
clothing apparel?
Kids and adults.
Yeah, adults.
Oh, yeah, we call him Uncle Big Dog because he used to exclusively wear Big Dog clothing.
Yeah.
He, like, loved it. He had the dogs playing poker.
He had
a barbecue. If you ain't a big dog, then get off the porch. Like, those kind of, like, graphic tees and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was all kind of, like, badass or witty.
Cool
it was,
looking,
like, Big Johnson type
cool
stuff.
Cool looking.
Yeah.
Were they, Dalmatians? What were
no,
they?
No, they're, like,
it was black and white.
Yeah, I forget. I know I can picture them. And it said, like, you would always, like, big dogs, like, here. And then, like, they had, like, the picture on the back. Yeah. Damn, let's get some fucking Big Dogs gear.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know how I missed that. I would have been all over that
shit.
Oh,
dude. Yeah.
Fat Kids.
Dude, what if that was a brand
juvenile
that came out?
Juvenile Diabetes.
It just says Fat Kids with a Z, and it's, like, trying to be cool.
What's up?
What's up? Fat
just
Kids.
Four guys wheezing.
Him standing on a bro.
The little, like, Tommy Hilfiger thing is an inhaler.
Some kid standing on a broken skateboard. With a 2 liter of Mountain Dew in his hand. We're having a good time.
This is it, baby. Down here, Tutty South, for Skankfest South, which has been fantastic.
It has.
Yeah.
As you can tell, my voice has been gone. I've smoked 3,000 cigarettes in the past 48 hours.
Caught a couple American Spirits yesterday, which usually I would trash.
Yeah.
Not too shabby, though.
They were pretty good. Pretty good. This one's just funny. This is from Tony P. Ever buy a Playboy at the airport? Because if you are, that's a bit...
They don't sell those anymore at the airport.
Maybe like the Hudson News and stuff.
Holy shit.
But you can't be reading that on a plane.
Is that illegal?
Like literature, just like, yeah.
The glasses on and everything.
You
get a monocle. Or the night.
I get the light on.
You're like, oh, this is some good reading.
Can you bring me another blanket, sir?
Make a little cocoon over top of you.
Yeah. Rip out the centerfold and tape it to the window.
So we're landing. You're going to have to remove that. Tiffany's got to go and put your bag back under the seat.
Oh, dude. Seat back. He's got it up here like that. Like he's at summer camp. That's fucking awesome.
That's nuts. I think we might have touched on this before. I would do like the Maxim and stuff before like phones and like before every TV had like or every chair had a TV type thing.
My brother had a stack of I've never bought like one at a grocery store or anything like that, but my brother had a stack of he had Maxim, FHM,
yeah,
and a couple other like
What was the other big
like
one?
Like Gals and Guns or something.
Gals
like that.
And Guns,
something weird. You
something
know?
To make you feel real inadequate while you're taking a dump.
Yeah,
at your brother's.
Pretty much. Yeah, like it's in his bathroom in the basement, just a stack of them. I'd be like, whoa, this is intimidating.
Yeah.
It's
the Maxims. They came out. There was a new addition to that. Every 35 seconds, I swear to God.
There was
billions of them. Mm-hmm. People had stacks of them everywhere.
They were hot. You could get like, and it gave you like, it was like, it was a good thing. It was like, you know, fashion and tech and stuff. It wasn't just, you know, girls.
Yeah,
in
if you were a local girl of Maxim, that was like a girl that could have gone to school with you. Like, it was like, they were at, like, all the time.
Yeah. I did go to school with one of them, and it was like,
there you go.
It was like, oh, did you hear about, I don't want to say it, but what's her name's sister? And you're like, oh, I saw it.
Yeah, I
got two copies at the house.
Yeah.
Hometown Hotties or something it was
called.
I think is
what she's going to Harvard next year. Really? No, she's bartending, you fucking idiot.
All right, this one's from Sanders.
Couple of misses from Uncle Ed. I apologize. I'm not used to this southern air.
The altitude's different down
I'm
here.
All uncomfortable.
You keep looking at me like we still doing this? Like, yeah, dog.
This guy's out in left field with a hockey stick. He's playing goalie with a hat on.
I'm in a cut.
Give me some to bomb.
Give me jokes to bomb. I might bomb this fucking show tonight. Give me something to bomb.
I did it all for the tasty treats.
Oh, my God.
God damn it.
All right. Buddy.
Nothing from before? You know what?
How you double downed on your bomb. Like, oh, maybe if I make fun of my other bomb with a bomb.
That's what I thought I was going to do. Does that ever work? Can you bomb yourself out of a bomb?
You're trying and it's not working. All right, this one's from Sanders. Do you or anyone in your family regularly buy season passes to a water park? Were you a water park kid growing up?
We had, wasn't year-round passes, but we had Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun.
Damn,
and
you had two?
That sounds pretty fucking good.
They were, like, conjoined. So if you you could buy the more expensive pass and get in where you could go between
both.
The two parks
Ooh.
For the day. Or,
so World of Fun was like roller, like a proper amusement park. And
exactly.
Then Ocean of Fun,
oh,
like
I gotcha.
The,
yeah.
The
so it was divided.
The water park attached, yeah.
Exactly.
Classy move, by the way, when they started doing that.
Oh, dude.
Real nice.
Those parks were awesome. I never got season passes to those places. It was a big deal if we went to like one of those theme parks.
Yeah. They were fantastic. Anything you were afraid to ride? What was your favorite slide?
Ooh, one of my favorite coasters was called the Timberwolf. It was one of the last wooden roller coasters in the world, and apparently
those
a few people had died on that one, so it added to the lore of going
of
on it.
Of course.
One girl, I think this is an urban legend that got passed around. One of the girls who rode one of the coasters at Worlds of Fun supposedly had really long hair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That one, you know, that story?
That one, yeah.
They did
that
for Great Adventure for a ride called Free Fall.
Yeah, she got it stuck in the cart behind her and it ripped off her scalp and then she bled out in the coaster. It's
like the Richard Gere and the gerbil thing. That's one, that one's been everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. The Bamboozler was a good one.
So they'd knock you out and rob you?
And
I'm
he's back,
baby! Me. I'm fucking back! You were icing me on the fucking bombs. Now I'm back.
No, they stunk.
I thought Jeremiah left for a second. He wasn't making a sound.
The Zambezi Zinger
was
one.
That's a mouthful.
It was a Zimbabwe-themed roller coaster.
Oh, wow.
It might have got it canceled.
I tell you. Oh, man.
Like, maybe this isn't the most culturally appropriate roller coaster ride.
That didn't make it out of 2005.
Yeah.
They were like, all right,
we got to shut this one down.
This is crazy. Yeah. Say it's down for maintenance and just close it.
I was a Shotgun Falls man.
Shotgun Falls was the water slide where it would drop like 15 feet.
Mm.
Like, you know, it would go and then you would just fall into the pool.
Okay.
Just kind of just straight down. I was a big Lazy River guy, too.
Lazy Rivers were fun,
that's
man.
That's the best.
Yeah,
just
they
fucking
were good.
Cruising around. Always felt like a badass, like hopping between tubes and stuff.
The anxiety of those places, like when you went up there and like you were scared and all that stuff, I didn't really feel like it came from the rides itself. If there was nobody there, I would have been okay with it.
Right.
But knowing like there's a slightly older, super attractive lifeguard standing there at the top watching you.
And I got my fucking, you know, little husky boy boots.
Oh, yeah. Maybe a couple of fucking foamies on or something like that.
Oh, man. The swimmies at a swim pool at a water park is a tough look.
Hold on. You were never a nose plugs kid, were you? At the pool?
No, I've got too much going on here. No.
Toby, were you a nose plugger?
Nah, no way, dude.
Dude, that's a tough.
When you jump in the pool, do you hold your nose?
I did for years.
Come on.
I did for. Dude, there's
Navy
so much
Seal
real estate
here.
Up there that I could die just from the amount
the,
that
yeah,
would go
the,
up
the,
there.
Yeah, the initial
yeah,
shock.
Yeah, yeah.
God, that was always a tough look.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, I would go around the Lazy River, and there would be, like, a hot lifeguard that would be, like, mine and my friend's goal was, like, who could make that girl laugh? Like, the hot older girl. And then we'd go around in circles and, like, see who could make her laugh on each trip around.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
pretty fun.
Yeah,
that's
it was a good
amazing.
Game. It was a good game.
Damn.
Like, dude, you made that hot girl laugh. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was too much pressure. That's what it was for me.
That we'd always go to the one in Wildwood, New Jersey, and we'd have to the thing that you was like climbing. I was fucking petrified of those wooden stairs, climbing up the wooden stairs to get to the top of the water slide.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking
the build
there
up
like
on
it,
that
because there was nothing underneath. Them.
That's what I'm saying. It was
I got bit by a horse fly once on the way
up. I was gonna say a horse. I was like, what the fuck's going on at Ocean World?
Dude,
carousels are real.
At Oceans of Fun, on my way up on one of those wooden walkway of the stairs, I got bit by a horsefly, and it hurt 10 times worse than a bee sting for whatever reason.
Yeah, though they can fuck you up.
Yeah, dude, it killed.
Yeah,
it was nuts.
I would always, I always liked going on the ones with the tubes because I could hold the tube in front of me and like hide my man, you know, my little boy boobs.
Sure,
it was great.
Yeah,
hide behind the mat.
When you lose that tube in the hole, though, you're fucking. You look like an idiot coming out of there.
You ever have to go and time out at a public pool?
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jesus. Uh-huh. Lay off the sugar, kid. Holy shit.
I went in timeout.
For what?
My brother was spitting on on my friend and I as we went down the water slide.
Okay.
And so we're like, okay. So when my brother goes down, like, we're going to go for it. So, like, me and my
friend
are
idiots. We're
going
to shit on him.
We're literally like...
Oh.
And like the lifeguards are looking like, what are these kids doing? And then as soon as my brother goes down, we're like spitting and they're like, you two out of here.
Oh,
and then
man.
They laid us like, it was like a corner of shame that we had to stand in like, yeah. while we were like sopping wet, like mm-hmm. outside of the pool, like behind a red line that they're like, you guys are sitting in timeout for 15 minutes. And like, as a kid, that's an eternity.
Oh, man, it's a whole summer right
there.
It's
an eternity.
Christ.
Yeah.
I remember one time my mom was like, yeah, we're going 45 minutes. And in my head, I was like, 45? That seems like 15 hours.
Yeah.
45 minutes
we
forever.
We flying? What's the
yeah,
deal?
What the fuck?
Well, you're just looking around. There's nothing to do. You're just like, oh, man.
Oh, man.
I even hate that when I don't know as an adult. Like when we're walking somewhere and you know where we're going exactly.
He's the worst with
oh,
it.
Oh, you need to know exact minutes.
Yeah. I need
and
to
he's
going
to complain whether it's 1 or 18.
Because I get a
couple. It's the same rash.
If I get hit with it's a couple blocks down. And I'm 3-4 blocks away, I start losing.
I had to stop. So sometimes I'll hang out with, you know, audience members who will come to shows or whatever, where they're like, oh, there's a pool hall like a couple blocks away. I had to stop just blindly trusting because
sure.
a couple blocks away.
And so it could be like
people,
20 minutes to people.
It's a 20-30 minute walk. I'm like, that's not a couple blocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you're on this fucking excursion with these people you don't know.
Yeah. It's like sometimes where it's hard to get Ubers in certain cities and stuff. It's like, well, we're doing this now.
All right. Yeah. Here we go.
Here we go.
15 minutes in, there's no turning back now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. This one's from Frank. You or anyone in your family ever go to a college that you've learned about on TV, such as ITT Tech, Wayo Tech, UTI, etc.? I had a lot of friends go to these things.
Take any online classes?
Or like the programs, you become an electrician and, you know.
No,
two
I didn't
years
do any
whatever.
Trades or anything like that. I mean, I got,
of course.
I have an Associate of the Arts degree from a community college,
Ooh.
So not the brag.
Well,
or
you are the Joker, so it fucking worked out.
Okay? There you go.
There you go. God damn. I had a couple of buddies, you know, become a computer programmer and whatever type thing. Yeah. Never really got off heroin. They're still struggling a bit.
Good football team, though. I'll tell you that.
There's a community college somewhere with a picture of Jeremiah dressed as a cat burglar.
Yeah.
Like our greatest alumni.
Dude, the college that
they give
I went
you an
to...
honorary doctorate degree?
Yeah. Dude.
A doctor from a community college would be epic, dude. I would rock that
ever?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah.
Show up in the gown.
If they asked me to come back and speak at that college, I'm going back and speaking at that community
Close
college.
Close it with the Joker's voice.
Commencement.
Drop it.
Yeah.
Ah! Class of 2044.
It's so nice to be here.
Place is going nuts. 7 people out there.
Yeah.
It's all on Zoom.
Yeah.
It was a light semester. We didn't get a lot of people in.
All right, let's do one or two more here. We actually did this one yesterday with the other day with Josh Prada, but it was funny. Did you ever get gum stuck in your hair?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
What's
also,
your method?
This was so dumb. I don't know why I did this. I was being ADD in class one day. And I was going like this with my gum. I kept going like this. And then I went. And then the teacher literally, I go. Like it sunk in like that I did it to myself.
Yeah.
And then I looked at my teacher. I go.
Gum wrapped around.
I'm an asshole.
I have gum in my hair. Can I? Go to the restroom or the nurse, and he goes, yeah. He goes, I watched you go like this and then like this, and I saw you do that, and I was like, why did he do that?
Yeah.
And I go, I don't know either. And then I had to go, and my friend had to help me hold my hair while they tried to like pick it out, but they had to cut some of it out. Yeah.
Was there a Watkins family method?
A Watkin to pulling out the
to getting gum out of
or
there.
Like and it was like
they did ice.
Ice is
a big one.
I think that if it gets on your clothes too, like ice, you know, you're supposed to rub ice on it.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, if you get stung by a bee, it's mud. That happened once.
What?
To me. Bottom.
That's not real.
No,
that's not real.
Come on, it's got to be real.
That is not real.
Jeremiah got bit by a bee. Put some mud on him and suck it out.
Throw some dirt on that boy. No.
Dude, I got stung by a bee, and my mom or somebody said, put some mud on it, and then, like, we slapped a bunch of mud on the bottom of my foot, and, like, we rubbed it, and then the stinger came out through the mud.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Holy shit.
We've had a lot of scumbags on this show. This might be the first actual version of dirt poor we've had.
Hey, a headache, eat some dirt.
Jeremiah, you don't need a Band-Aid, all right? We just got some mud for you. Just put on...
Put a little bit of that sewer water on it.
Put some water on that dirt over there, and it'll get all like wet and stuff. You slap it on the bottom of that foot.
But it came out, so it must work.
It did come out.
It's got to be something with the cold.
That's luck. That's a one. That's a one in a million shot.
You got a shitty bee. That's what you got.
Yeah.
You got a bee with a bad
that
shot.
That bee didn't have enough initiative when it showed yeah.
You got a lazy bee, okay?
All right, it didn't go deep enough.
Marty, did you get that guy? Yeah, but not great.
Oh. That's fucking insane. Ever been sprayed by a skunk?
I have not. No, not a skunk.
Porcupine?
No. Oh, man, that's always a tough look. You get hemmed up. You got those needles in you.
Ooh,
that's a bad.
You're asking to go to the nurse's office with that? Excuse me.
Yeah.
It's all over you.
That's a rough one. No, I've seen some skunks and stuff like that, but I've never, not gotten close enough where I got sprayed.
Yeah. Did you ever have it in school? Like, we would have, you know, if you're at gym class or something, or you like ripped your pants or fell in mud, where you had to go change, we had to change in the lost and found at the nurse's office, like from what was there. So like, I remember it happened one time. I forget what happened. I don't know if I shit my pants or what, but I had something happened, and I was like, I called my dad or something. I'm like, yo, you got to come get me. Like, I'm not wearing these fucking. I'm not sitting here trying on all these different pants because like at that time I was a fat kid too. So I'm like, the chances of there being like a pair of extra large sweatpants at the elementary school nurse's office is a stretch.
I'm in here in a pair of ball huggers. Yeah. Get me out of here.
Yeah, I was asking the nurse, I'm like, hey, do you have any of your husband's clothes on you?
You made me think of it for some reason with the skunk, but real trash? You ever have a deer run through your high school or anything like that? Because we have. We had a fucking deer run through our high school.
We had my neighbor's house. It jumped through the front window. I guess it saw itself in the reflection and fucking dove in.
What?
It fucked this house up.
Fuck you looking at.
Yeah. I bet.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Fucked it up.
Yeah.
And they were so trashy, they left the wooden boards. They boarded up the window. Like for the night, and then I kept it up there for like 3 months before they got it fixed.
Did you ever put on were you ever the mascot at any of your schools?
No, you probably were though.
Yeah.
What were you?
What was it?
I was an eagle. Yeah, it was like this. It was a giant costume that had like literally the talons for rubber feet and everything.
Uh-huh.
It was a legit like
proper setup,
big head, yeah. Everything like that. And I wore that like before I played basketball. I would play basketball after I was the mascot.
Wait, what? Holy shit, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
You would do the warm up, like everybody would do this thing.
Yeah.
The flapping.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, all right, I gotta go all play
right,
center.
I gotta go play basketball now. Yeah, yeah.
Did you keep the costume on when you were playing?
He still got the shoes on though.
I saw the wings flying out. Like, pass me the ball.
It's like a shitty teen wolf running down the court.
That Watkins can soar.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a tough
holy
look.
Shit. You were the Eagles, right?
We were the Eagles in grade school. Yeah, yeah.
Talk about a go-getter, though. There you go. There's a guy that works hard right there.
Yeah. Playing multiple.
Does the mascot.
Playing both sides of the ball.
Think it's out there on the court and gets in the paint like a gentleman.
Yeah. Yep.
Also did concessions at halftime.
He's also coaching the class above me.
All right.
It's the weirdest Remember the Titans ever. It's like, nobody wanted to see this movie.
Buddy, thank you so much for coming in and sitting
great,
down
dude.
With us.
Yeah,
we absolutely fucking love you. What do you got coming up you want the folks out there to know?
Check out my podcast, Jeremiah Wonders and Scissor Bros on YouTube. And I'm at Jeremiah Standup on all social media. Check out me as the Joker on DC Superhero Girls. I post clips and stuff on my Instagram. And then I've got a Stand Up on the Spot special that is out on YouTube now that you should check out with Shane Gillis. Akash Singh, Trevor Wallace, and Ian Fidance and myself, and we filmed it in Moon Tower at in Austin.
It was fantastic. Great. I saw it. It's great.
Thank you, man.
Go very check cool. it out.
Buddy, we love you. Thank you so
love
much.
Love you guys. Thank
Kippy,
you so
what
much
do you got for him?
Just make sure you rate, review, subscribe. At Kevin Ryan Cobbin on all social media. Get some fucking... come out to a live show. We'll see you on the road.
Gang, we love you, and we'll see you back in the city. Peace.
Peace.